Amen. Lord, thank you for the reminders that we can start our morning worship together with these truths spoken from our lips. Father, for many of us, or most of us, maybe all of us in the room, from our heart. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, as this world goes through the chaos it does, the changes that come that we have no choice about, the circumstances that we would rather not have, and yet you are our God who never changes. Father, you are the same. Your word has been given to us and forever established in heaven. It is our authority. We base our worship on the truth of that word. And what has been sung out today, Lord, is really the crux. We have a relationship with you, the living and creator God, because of Jesus Christ, our living hope. We love you. Father, may it be that today we can hear from heaven. Father, in the music, that it might truly be a vehicle that we can worship you by, expressing thoughts as somebody else has penned, yet from our very soul. Father, as we move toward your word in the teaching time, prepare our heart for that. And I pray that ministry does happen even with the one another today. But Father, thank you for the body. And though we have been reduced in the last 2 months, Father, as is right, bring us all back together. Thank you, Father. We ask you to guard us. Keep us healthy. And Father, help us to know how to minister to others, especially those that are afflicted, whether by this current sickness or something else, Lord, to know how ministry should happen. What's it going to look like next? Father, to you, we commit this time. May this be the Lord's day, truly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Good morning, family. Nice to have you all here, and I do look forward to the rest of the family being able to be back together. That is for sure. So a couple of things I do want to draw your attention to. One of those is there was a board meeting at Fir Point yesterday, and because of all going on, it was determined there will be no Fir Point Bible Camp this summer. Just pray for them. They rely on income besides ministry happening. Somebody has to pay the bills, you know, from camps, churches, and groups that rent from them as well. So if you think about Fir Point, just, Lord, cover the base for us. I also would say, remind you, in the foyer back here between, well, in the bathroom area, 200 pounds of potatoes came in yesterday. If they're just sitting there, by next week, they might not be so fragrant, right? And they're already getting there. And last week, we had 200 pounds of onions, and this week, we only have 100 pounds that came in. So if you can use potatoes or onions and 2 containers of eggs. And Ange, would you tell that little story you told to me? Last week, 2 cases of eggs came. This week, 2 more cases of eggs came.
That's exactly related. Oh, that's okay. My guess. Is that a
human interest story? Would you just?
There was an egg provider, mass egg provider up north somewhere in Oregon that, you know, was going to be forced to euthanize his 80,000 chickens. But a couple of organizations got together, and this lady got it to where people would go there to buy eggs. And set up a lot, so people would just drive through and buy cases, boxes of eggs and stuff, and also are distributing it to food banks in Oregon. So this might be that.
Yeah. Craziness going on, so definitely be praying through our stuff. Is there any other thing that needs to be spoken, announced this morning? We did have a leadership meeting, elders meeting this last Tuesday, and talked through a number of things. And, of course, one of those is how to phase back into church here together, to the congregating. And as the weather warms up, we'll be outside. And the one meeting we had outside at the beginning of all this was right in this area, and we may do that again, and we actually may go to the grass side. That's still up in the air with me. I did talk to our closest neighbor, who's not part of our church, but really is a good neighbor, and they were excited about us doing that, actually, instead of contrary. In the past with others, there's been a problem, but meeting outside so there's more fresh air flow, you know, and just encourage people. If you didn't get the letter from me, I apologize. I tried to either hand-deliver it or email it to everybody I had. But for your own comfort, bring a folding chair. We do have plenty of metal folding chairs, but it might just make it easier to bring what you like to haul along. And, of course, we're not going to be having Sunday school for a bit of time. And one of the thoughts on there, and I'm sorry, on one hand, teachers, but on the other hand, you know, a whole lot of our family germs get passed in the Sunday school. And so for right now, just for everybody's comfort's sake, we're going to hold back from our Sunday school class. Was there something else about the meeting that I can't remember? I didn't write down a list, but just off the top of my head. So anyway, that's a little bit of house cleaning stuff for our family here. Anybody have a testimony, praise to share with the group?
I do.
Yes, ma'am?
Well, I you know about this already because I live with you. But over the past 6-8 months, a lot of you guys have been praying for my friend Rebecca. She's the one who has the condition when she's pregnant that she caused her to have a stroke, and she lost one of her babies. She was pregnant with twins and has basically been bedridden for the rest of her pregnancy, still paralyzed partially on her left side. But she had the baby. Baby's totally healthy. Mom's doing super great, and it's just a huge praise because she was actually supposed to be induced. She had the baby, went into natural labor 2 weeks before she was supposed to be induced, and had like an 8-hour labor, baby was born. And it was just a huge miracle because the doctors were not sure that either one of them was going to make it through having a natural birth, and they really wanted to do a C-section, but she turned that down. And so it's just a huge praise for that. So,
thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Baby's about 3 weeks old now. So.
Super. Cliff.
Got a text from William this morning.
Nice.
He misses us. Listening to the,
He's still in Chicago. Right?
He's still in Chicago. He said this morning he was listening to the March 10th message.
Okay.
So he's been tagging in. Really misses the group. So, but he needs. We need to pray for him. The. A lot of the implications of this. And for those of you that don't know, he was our exchange student last year from China. He's in Chicago right now, and potentially, if he can get a flight back to China for the summer, there's very good likelihood he can't come back and finish up schooling here. That's actually a really big deal because school in China is completely based on different criteria than here. Mm-hmm. He's had most of his life a Western education. Everything there is about passing tests. They're not free in their system to just move out always and do what they want to do. There's a lot of limitations. So pray about. We've offered if it helps, he could just stay with us for the summer, and if Chicago's an issue, back with us for next. He could just move in with us. We're good with that. But I don't know that that's always what God has in mind, and so we want God's, and He wants God's will. So, but yeah, be encouraged. Will is, he's hanging in there. He's,
amen.
He's flourishing in Christ in this time, even stuck in the house by himself.
And somebody asked me this last week about William and about Cherry. Any news from her at all?
It's really hard to get news out of China right now. It's just, it's hard to know if it's what it's attitudes or what. We do some WeChat stuff back and forth. If it's simple, if it's light, it'll pass through. But they've got the clamps super hard. So
okay.
we really don't know what all is going on there with her.
Both of these, for those that are visiting back here near the back of our world, let me just say that this crew right behind Bowden's here, Abigail, a number of years ago, had a traveling ministry team, and they have had a reunion in our home, a kind of extended family to us. They'll be traveling back up north after our service today, but glad you guys are here. It's been a good weekend. It's been fun. Anyway, Cherry and William both came to know the Lord Jesus in the Bowden's home when they were here. William, a year ago at spring break at the Fir Point Bible Retreat. And so continuing on in their life. And here, we were talking yesterday about all, you know, scattered around our own country, the attacks and in some cases the hatred against Chinese or Chinese-looking people because of this COVID virus thing. So be praying. Just be praying. It's a little nutty out there. Anyway, Father, we do want to just thank you for these people that come into our life. Father, I do want to put William before you as Cliff and Becky and their family has been doing. And Cherry, too, Lord, we know less from her, but you know her fully. Father, we know that you will guide them, you step by step on into their future, what's going to be right. But let them just understand your leading and your will. Help them to know how to submit to you and your ways in the midst of some pretty heavy stuff right now, especially. I thank you also, Lord God, for Abigail and Micah and their friendship with these that are here, that they've maintained this deep ministry heart together for so many years now. Just bless them with safety going back home and each one going to their own personal place. Thank you that we could just have a little time together in this spot. Thank you so much. Father, moving ahead, we've got people in our church family that are pretty vulnerable and afraid, still fearful, Lord. So God, help each one to have a calm heart trusting in you. Help us, Lord, to be mindful and respectful for what each person needs during this coronavirus time. And as we come back into fellowship, Lord, in greater and greater numbers, we pray that you would lead us, you would be glorified. And all that we do here, help us to know how to posture ourselves so that we are pleasing to you, not just standing for what our opinion is. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for this testimony from Agatha. Lord, you've heard the cry of many, many people, and we get to be part of that. Thank you for Rebecca and this healthy baby. Yeah, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. English spelling on Savior. Interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's the only one. That's me. Sorry.
No problem. No problem. Just fun.
Grace is enough, more than I need.
go ahead and stand together for this song. All, I stand in awe of you. Scripture, my brother.